This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Charlie Wilson, director of Toronto Blue Jays minor league operations. Charlie, with that title, what is it that your direct responsibilities entail? I know it's a long list.
Jesse, first of all, thank you. Thank you for having me. Great to be here. Yes, it is a long list. Director of minor league operations, I guess in a nutshell, means that I oversee the day-to-day operations of our farm clubs, of which we have seven, six in the United States and one in Canada, ranging from rookie ball all the way to AAA.
Now, here you are in Lansing. What is it that you look for in a farm club when you get there?
Well, that's a good question. When I come to town, I like to visit with the players, like to visit with the staff, and obviously the operations group as well, the people in the Lansing Lugnuts front office and their management. So definitely like to do that. On the field, we're myself along with Doug Davis, our field coordinator, and all of our roving instructors, we're here to watch the teams play and watch the players, see the development process at the A-ball level and really specifically where guys are at this point of the year.
This is a team that we've seen prospects come through here and fine coaching staffs too, but they're going back to the playoffs this season, first time since 2008, and the talent really has been strong. What have you seen from the Lugnuts over the course of this season?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's been a very good year. It's a talented team. It's a balanced team. We're very happy with a number of players. The outfield play has been very good. Marisnik, Krause, Connect, and Brisker have done a great job. Obviously, Carlos Perez has done a good job behind the plate. We've had some good pitching. We've had some pitchers that were here and have moved up, and that's part of it too. But it's been a balanced team. Red and the coaching staff have done a great job.
Well, it's not just this team that is currently competing for playoff spots and perhaps a postseason title. It's been up and down the ladder. Terrific success throughout the Blue Jays system.
Well, you're right. You're right, Jesse. Other than AAA, it looks like every other team's got a shot at the playoffs. Well, with the exception of the Gulf Coast team as well, I should say. But that's a tribute to the players. Obviously, the players get you there. They're the ones that take the field every day, and they're the ones that have to play the games. But obviously, owe a lot of the credit to the scouting department that's done an outstanding job the last few years. Our minor league managers and coaches and instructors have done a great job as well. You know, once you get the talent in the boat, so to speak, you know, you have to harness it. You have to teach them. You have to instruct. You have to develop. And it's a process, as you know. And very, very myself, speaking, I'm very, very happy with the progress of our teams this year and all the hard work that the coaches have done.
What is the organizational philosophy? What do you look for in a minor league prospect?
Well, that's a good question. I think our goal as a player development department is to develop major league ready players. So we want to develop players that are going to be able to compete at the big league level in the American League East, you know, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, you're also, developing players that in some cases will be used in trades to acquire other players that may be a better fit for your club at the major league level. But, you know, we're trying to develop major league ready players, you know, and we're doing that with a sense of urgency.
Now, we've seen the last couple of years with the Lugnuts. Last year, Sal Fasano, first-year manager just off his playing career. This year, Mike Redmond, same thing, just off his playing career. What do you look for in the instructors and coaches to help those players develop in the minor leagues?
Another good question. And, a lot of things. But obviously, in the minor league level, you know, these coaches have to have a very strong, or coaches and managers have to have a strong work ethic. They've got to have energy. They've got to have drive, perseverance. It's not easy to manage and instruct in the minor leagues. And these guys have long road trips, sometimes riding the bus in the middle of the night, staying in hotels that certainly aren't five-star hotels, as you know them. Accommodations is sometimes iffy, should I say. and often, you know, the facilities. You know, we're fortunate that all our facilities in our minor league clubs are good, but sometimes some of the visiting facilities aren't that great. Maybe it's the clubhouse, maybe it's the weight rooms, maybe it's the fields, maybe it's the batting cage. So you've got to deal with all that stuff. And then, you know, and then you look at the baseball part. You know, these coaches have to be guys, you know, that know the game well. They have to be able to teach. They have to be able to instruct. They have to be able to connect with the players. And that stuff's not easy. You know, it's there's a lot of teaching here. And so, you know, we look for guys with a solid background, a solid knowledge of the game, and their ability to teach and instruct.
Now, you're communicating with a lot of people over the course of the day, people throughout the entire system. How many hours do you think you spend on the phone?
Too much. I think that's the right answer, Jesse. You know, certainly between 3 and 5 hours a day on the phone every day, and that's part of the job. That's what you sign up for, and you know is going to happen during the season. But they're important calls. The communication is very important. We've got, as I said, 7 clubs. We range from the Gulf Coast team in Dunedin, Florida, all the way out west to Las Vegas. And we've also got a program in Latin America. We have a Dominican complex and a team that plays in the Dominican Summer League. That's run by Marco Patti and his assistant Blake Bentley. So although we don't talk as much about that affiliate, it is one of our affiliates. It is part of our developmental system. So really, there's 8 clubs, and that's just one more entity in the whole thing.
Speaking with Charlie Wilson, Toronto Blue Jays Director of Minor League Operations, we're seeing the minor league prospects really starting to pay dividends this year with guys like Eric Thames, Brett Lawrie coming on up, and very recently, Henderson Alvarez, who started just with the Lugnuts 2 years ago on opening day. He's already gotten to the big leagues. How did he get up there so quickly?
He got up there quickly because he deserved to get there. He performed and he produced well in the minor leagues to the point where, you know, our staff and certainly the big league staff felt that he could contribute and he could be an impact pitcher up there. And that's why, you know, he got the opportunity to pitch last Wednesday, his first game. And I think if you saw it, you'd realize that he went up there like a professional. His demeanor was excellent. Nothing fazed him. He went right at the Oakland A's, almost got through 6 innings, pitched 5 2/3 innings. But he relied on his stuff, and as you know, he's got an above average fastball. He's got an above average changeup. He's got a breaking ball that's average, if not above average. But really, he pitched off his fastball and threw some excellent changeups that game. Was able to change speeds, and you know, he stuck to his game plan and did what he's learned, and he's really honed his game. He's cleaned up his delivery. He's done a great job. And he went up there and he competed and he pitched well. He was really within one out of getting the win, but just very happy about that. You know, in development, you're always excited when you send a player up to the big leagues and he's able to contribute and really compete well. So that was great for us.
Called up directly from Double-A too. Is there a lot of deliberation and conversation about whether this player, is it time to promote him? Is this the time? Or does the light bulb suddenly go on and everyone says, all right, let's see how he does?
I think there's a lot of discussion and there's a lot of preparation. I think when you look at your minor league system, speaking from the Blue Jays standpoint, you know, we talk about the entire season when we're in spring training. So we outline every player in our system, and certainly we have projections where we think players are going to play for the season, whether they're going to start part of the year, or they're going to start in Lansing and move to Dunedin at the halfway point, or we're going to move someone up after 1 month. We have a plan for every player in the system, and we talk about it a lot. Plans change, as you know. Injuries dictate part of this this process. But no, when we're going to move a player to the big leagues, there's a lot of discussion, there's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and there's a lot of people involved in it. At the top, obviously, the man with the most power, or the golden stick, is Alex Anthopoulos, and at the end of the day, he has the final say. He works very closely with John Farrell, our big league manager, and Tony LaCava,
yeah,
who you know is a vice president and oversees scouting, oversees development, is very involved in the big league team. So there's been lots of conversations about Henderson and where he's at and his progress, and of course, you know, the way the year started for him, you know, with the injury and going to Dunedin. But this is not a knee-jerk decision. This is something that we talked about, something that we planned for a long time, and we were really really excited when he got his opportunity, when there was a need there.
This is your second season, you and Doug Davis being in charge of the minor league system. How's the second season compared to the first?
Well, I'd like to say it's going very, very well. We're really excited because the teams have played well, and the teams are competing, and the players are doing a great job. If I was to compare it, I'm going to tell you it's a little bit busy this year. We've added a 7th club in the Appalachian League. We're very happy about that. The town of Bluefield, West Virginia. We have the Bluefield Blue Jays, and it couldn't be more excited about having another team, which just gives another opportunity for younger players to make a step in rookie ball before getting to the full season level. And I think it's been really good. So we're happy about that. And I guess to answer your question, we're very excited that the way the players have played this year, the way they've competed. We're excited that there are a number of teams in the playoff hunt as we go down the final 3 weeks here, and we're happy with all the staff that they've worked very hard and they've contributed to the success of these teams.
Well, finally, what do you hope to accomplish for next year with all the steps you've taken forward this year?
Well, you always want to improve, and at the end of the day, as I said, our goal is to develop major league ready players, and we'll do whatever we possibly can to get as many players to that level, and hopefully these players will have an impact at the big league level. I think one thing that's really exciting is the way the scouting department's done such a good job of bringing in excellent amateur players, and this year is the exact same. We're down to the signing deadline, which is tomorrow night at midnight, or I guess Tuesday at 12:01, and we're excited. We're very close to signing a couple of pitchers as it stands right now, and if we can get these players into the system by the deadline, I think it'll be a really exciting instructional league, and then we can start planning for spring training 2012.
Excellent. Best of luck. Thank you very much. Charlie Wilson, Toronto Blue Jays Director of Minor League Operations.
Jesse, thank you, and thanks to all the Lansing Lugnuts staff. It's been a great year here, and we appreciate it.